Hello, my name is Walter Jones. I represent the 3rd District of North Carolina, and it's an honor for me to be speaking to those of you in attendance at the Schiller Institute Forum. This is so important and critical. The title of your meeting is Attaining Freedom Through Necessity, The Last Chance of Humanity. The reason that I've been asked to address you briefly is that I am the Republican in the House of Representatives who have joined the Democrat, Marcy Kaptur, in the reinstatement of Glass-Steagall. In my humble opinion, this is one of the most important pieces of legislation in the House of Representatives and soon to be in the Senate if we're going to maintain sanity on the financial markets. There is no way that this world will exist if we do not return sanity to the financial markets. I see right here in America that there's so much activity in Washington, D.C. by these big banks who don't want to see a reinstatement of Glass-Steagall. They try to influence other members and say, no, don't go on that bill with Marcy Kaptur and Walter Jones. But I want to say to the LaRouche people, you're doing a magnificent job of helping us to grow the numbers. We're up to 53 members in the House, and we're still working, and we're going to pick up more members. But really what the key is in America is they have been reaching out to state legislatures, state houses, state senates, and asking them to pass resolutions. And they've done that in my own state of North Carolina, where they've introduced, and I think they will pass it. But we've got to get the American people engaged to understand that our financial institutions will not survive unless we bring back Glass-Steagall. And so we're going to be working really hard here in the Congress, trying to reach out to other members of our colleagues, ask them to join us, and let's strengthen our financial markets and not make our financial markets prostitutes. All right, there's another issue, very briefly, I want to talk about. 9/11 was one of the worst tragedies America has ever felt. It was sad, tragic. Over 3,000 Americans killed. Terrorists in planes just brought down gigantic buildings and attempted to hit the White House and ended up hitting the Pentagon. I can honestly say that I'm a strong believer in faith. I'm a strong believer in truth. And no nation, your nation or my nation, will ever survive unless we, the people, demand the truth. And I have written a letter asking the House Intelligence Committee, Mike Rogers being the chairman, to hold a hearing on the work of Senator Bob Graham, who worked so hard to show that there are 28 pages in the 9/11 report that need to be made declassified to make it so that the American people and certainly the families of 9/11 can see what happens. So before I close, I want to read one paragraph in the letter that I wrote to the chairman and the ranking member. In the light of those hearings, I urge you as chairman and ranking member to recommend a declassification of the 28 pages of the Congressional Joint Inquiry describing what role the Saudi Arabian government had in the terrorist attack of 9/11. As you know, former Senator Bob Graham has conducted extensive research into this issue and has been nationally recognized and interviewed for his belief that these 28 pages should be declassified. The families of the victims of 9/11 have a right to this information, as do the American people. Since your committee has jurisdiction over this matter, I ask you and the ranking member to please review the attached correspondence from Mr. Mike Lowe, who lost his daughter on American Airlines Flight 11 on that tragic day. As Mr. Lowe states, and I quote, "Our hope is that over time, history will have the total truth of all the event of 9/11. We need for the people of America to get behind this effort. This effort is for the families and for the strength of America, which means truth. Thank you very much for allowing me to have a little bit of your time. Goodbye."